All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, as we've been talking all morning, we are so excited not only to have Joaquin Cooter performing at our show on Saturday, opening for Eric Burdon and the Animals, but he's in studio right now about to play a very weird instrument that we'll talk about with a lot of stuff plugged in. So we got this sounding as good as we can. He's entirely by himself, and it won't sound like that when he plays live. So he's going to start with a single, Fuchsia Machu Picchu, Joaquin Cooter, and after that, we'll talk more. So whenever you're ready, man, take it away. I just wanted to let it totally fade out. Joaquin Cooter live on KX93.5. First time in our studio. First time we've met. You sound so good, man. And
oh,
it's so, so good to have you here. Welcome.
Tyler, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, that was a long buildup for a 3-minute song. But how you feeling?
That was great.
Cool.
We switched just the right amount of chords around to make it work.
Yeah, I'd say so. It sounded awesome. That was Fuchsia Machu Picchu off an album of the same name.
That's right.
That just came out how recently?
Well, it's just I finished it and then printed it up, and so it's not technically out. So you are the first.
Oh, it's in my hand. Yeah.
you are the first man on the radio to play it.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's kind of a hometown gig for you. You don't actually live in Laguna, but your relatives do.
That's right.
You spend a lot of time here.
My wife's family has lived here. Well, growing up, we always came down here. I've written songs here, about here. It's a special place for all of us.
Yeah.
For sure.
So talk about that crazy long Spaceballs-like connection that gets you back to playing our show. Who do you know? Who's related to who? And then, you know, get you back here.
All right. Well, my wife's family, well, her grandmother has always lived in Laguna, and then her sister, Carla, my wife's Juliet, her sister's Carla, and Carla's husband, Hans, who's here with us. I'm so happy. My
local legend, Hans Hagen.
Yeah. The mayor. And he walked in. Hans did this. He walks in the studio one day. "You guys are looking for an opener for the Eric Burdon show?" He says, "We'll play this. Let's see what you think of this."
Yeah.
A few days go by, we don't hear anything. And then I got the call. And I packed up my things and came down.
And guess what? We're very grateful for Hans for walking in. Like you said, doing his thing. He just walks in places and makes things happen. So thank you, Hans. And we're really glad to have you again. That's this Saturday, December 2nd. Eric Burdon and the Animals. Are you a fan of the Animals? Was this a fit for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we watched that one, the music video of, oh my God, look, I'm blanking on it.
House of the Rising Sun?
Yes.
Okay.
That one where it's the one take of them all walking in line.
Yes.
It is one of the most spectacular pieces of just film in general. So something about it. It's the most like haunting thing.
Right.
So,
and I will add from a kind of a behind the scenes perspective, it's hard to get openers for bands that are legendary and well-known, have been doing this for 50 years, because their management has to okay it. So,
did we get an okay?
Yeah, we had to run you by Eric Burdon.
And they said okay.
And they, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, they said okay. they said okay.
Wow.
So that's a cool deal. I mean, you like him and obviously he likes you too. So
jeez,
it could be a beautiful union.
Wow, I can't believe the okay came from all the way up.
Right, all the way up.
All the way.
Yeah. So you'll get to meet him on Saturday. Tickets are on sale for that, of course, kx935.com/kxmas. You are part of a royal music family.
Yes.
Would you talk about your dad for a moment?
Yeah. Well, my dad's Ry Cooter, and I grew up playing with him. I'm an only child, so my mom and I started touring with him, you know, when I was an infant. And at a certain point, since I play drums and not guitar, because that'd be insane, he started having me play with him. And so at an early age, I started being around these kinds of people that he was around, which a lot of them aren't around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so people from another time, like that pre-internet, pre all this stuff, like the people who were doing these things. And, I think that definitely shaped what I'm doing now all these years later. People like Ali Farka Touré, or being around guys like John Lee Hooker, these types of people, maybe consciously or unconsciously, they really sort of set me on my path. And for whatever reason, it just all of a sudden I started doing this, and I think it comes from all that, but all from a long time ago. Like it's just been in there in my head and heart and all that stuff. And
when in your adolescence did you know it was a big deal? Because Ry isn't a radio hit maker, but he is a huge legend in music. So was it hard for you to understand how big of a deal it all was?
I think it was clear what size of a deal it was because of just being around it. It wasn't something that maybe my friends in elementary school,
right,
nobody knew, but that was what was cool. It was just this other thing. It had nothing to do with my peers. It was all just I was around a lot of older people, and then obviously much, much older people with like the Buena Vista, that whole thing. And that's who you really learn from. I feel like growing up, I've always, and it seemed like all my friends did, we always loved what older people were doing. That's why I get so tripped out now seeing that young kids like listen to the music of other young kids. Like, we didn't have that back then.
Right.
You know, we were like, but
there's no YouTube.
They're like your age.
Yeah.
Like, what could they possibly have to, like, what are you getting from this? So yeah, maybe that was just like the 80s and 90s. There was just like older people doing things.
Right.
Or something. I don't know.
So, what's the reaction from your family, from your father and from everybody about this particular gig?
Oh, this gig?
Yeah.
Oh,
the show on Saturday.
Oh yeah. Well, I think I'm going to get my dad to come down and sit in with me because it's a short drive and he loves Laguna and
he gets to stay at the ranch sponsoring your hotel stay for the weekend. Yeah.
Thank you, ranch.
That's awesome.
So
by
we're
the
all
way.
Gonna come.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah. We're gonna get the whole gang. We're gonna have our nanny, her daughter. We need a lot of hands on deck for we have a 2.5-year-old daughter and we need to have like everybody's gonna come.
Yeah.
To make sure this works.
And you would be, I might add, perfectly great on your own with your own band. But the fact that your dad's coming is pretty awesome.
Yeah. We got to just have a good time. It's a family. Laguna's a family place.
It is.
Know?
It really is.
When I did the, I think I was a friend of mine, Carly Ritter, opened for Matt Costa.
Yeah, back in the day, our very first show.
Yeah.
Which Hans also walked in and told and made happen. So
see, you just got to outfit Hans with a couple things and just send him walking.
Yeah, and that, by the way, just a little history for the listeners. That was before we were allowed to use the bowl. That was just when we had the grounds of the Festival of the Arts, which is now renovated.
Oh.
And then a year later, when we brought the Beach Boys, they approved us using the bowl for the show, which is a 2,600-seat amphitheater. And it was the first time in 10 years since a Jack Johnson show got noise complaints that they allowed a show like that to happen.
Wow.
So assuming that everything continues to go well, we'll get to use that every year for rock concerts. That's why the show's such a big deal, is we've broken this drought in Laguna for A-list music and a big music festival, and we hopefully get to keep doing it.
So we just can't get too loud. I can do that.
Yeah, 85
decibels. I can keep it.
So.
Oh, 85?
Yeah.
I can do 85.
Just do 85.
I never go over 85. That's like one of my cardinal rules.
Excellent.
I've always grown up being told that.
Again, it's Joachim Cooter live in studio, who's playing at our show on Saturday called KXmas, featuring Eric Burden and the Animals and himself. And also, we just added opening for you. It's going to be a couple homeless dudes, and I'm serious, because they live at the Friendship Shelter. That's one of the charities we're benefiting. They're musicians, and they're going to hop on stage for their first time playing a big gig and play a song or two.
It's amazing.
Pretty cool, right?
If they need a accompaniment on Electric Mbira, they'll know where to find me.
Yeah, speaking of Electric Mbira, what is this thing?
Okay, well, if you picture like the little African ones, the little neat, like dinky dunk, you know, that you get in,
of course,
gift shops, which those are wonderful too. This is sort of like if you went just to space with that,
uh-huh,
and made the biggest electrified stereo solid body beautiful version.
It is, it's gorgeous, but it kind of looks like a torture device.
Yeah, because these kind of come up. I always think if you were to fall on it, it
would be, you wouldn't want to fall on that thing.
You don't want to fall on these.
If
so you can't drink too much, and
people should watch our Facebook page, and you can see the live video we took of the song you just did to see what we're describing. There's really no way to describe it without looking at it.
Yeah, go to Facebook and don't fall on it.
Do you know anybody else that plays one of those?
Well, I went to get a flight case made for it, and I live in LA, so it was out in the valley, and I took it in thinking I was rolling in with something that nobody's ever seen, and they said, "Oh, we made a flight case for one of those."
What?
And I said, no, I mean, I probably not like this. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, we made one of those. And I said, who did you make a flight case for one of these? And it was the composer of Breaking Bad.
Wow.
And I said, well, okay, because that makes sense, because that had great music.
Yeah.
And
so you were flattered.
I said, all right, I'm in good company. And it was easier for them because they had already done the specs on it. So they were like, all right.
That's
pretty
cool. I mean, you play that thing with your eyes closed, basically. You don't even look at it. And it's seems very complicated to me.
Well, yeah, because it's not chromatic. It doesn't go up like a piano.
Uh-huh.
It's more like these clusters of that I play in the register that I can sing, and then you just kind of stay in that mode. I don't want to get too obscure, but it goes up in fifths. There's really no way you can go wrong, essentially.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it when I give it a shot after this.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing just for Facebook Live.
Well, again, the new record that's on its way is called Fuchsia Machu Picchu from Joaquim Cooter. We heard that self-titled track a minute ago, and we're going to hear another one here in a second, and we'll talk more about this record when it's coming out, when you can get it. I want to learn a little bit about what these songs mean, and we're going to finish the whole thing by playing an actual recorded track from the album called Everyone Sleeps in the Light. So we're spending some time with Joaquim this morning while we're lucky to have him. So are you ready to do another one for us?
Yeah, let me just switch on, get that because of our buzz problem.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, turn it on. Again, kx935.com/kxmas. That's where you can learn more about the show. There's still time to get tickets. We have VIP options. We have meet and greet options. We have all different price ranges. You can search from the $29 level and up. Again, kx935.com.
Lifting up past all these power lines.
Yeah, man. Joaquin Cooter live on KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. Again, opening for Eric Burdon and the Animals on Saturday, December 2nd. Tickets online at KX93.5.com. That one called Elevated Boy. Again, we're playing tracks from his new record, Fuchsia Machu Picchu, which, if we can back up for a second, what the hell does that mean? What is that?
Yeah. Luckily, there is a story behind
it. Okay, good.
When my wife and I bought our house, where we live in Mount Washington, which is a particularly sun-baked patch of dirt in Northeast LA. And it was a kind of a big lot. And it actually turned out that in the 20s, it was a dump, literally, like the neighborhood dump. And we pulled out like 14 water heaters over a course of, as we were trying to landscape, well, as we were just trying to figure out what to do. We're like, oh, there's another water heater and a little gun. We got a little gun out of the ground. I mean, maybe somebody like, I thought, is this a cold case? Like, are we solving something? But the police, no, I tried to get somebody interested. I was like, you know, you don't want to see this gun? Maybe this was from like a 20s homicide.
I don't think they cared.
Yeah, no, yeah. They're like, nah, this is not our thing. But so the first plant we bought was a fuchsia plant, and it was called Fuchsia Machu Picchu. Hmm. And I just started singing Fuchsia Machu Picchu. Like, it was, right. I was kidding, sort of. And I would just go out there and stand and sing to it and look around at how smoggy it was and the freeways are everywhere. And I thought, there's no way this fuchsia plant is going to survive here unless I stand here every day and
sing to
sing
it.
To it. But then it wasn't until a while later where I started actually, that was just like without this thing. And then I started realizing, oh, I'm going to actually sing the song Fuchsia Machu Picchu. Why not?
Yeah, just dawned on you that, wait a second, this has been stuck in my head for so many months. It must be pretty good.
Yeah, and that was the first song. That's kind of was how everything got going.
Gotcha.
Fuchsia Machu Picchu.
It's great. I mean, it's stuck in my head after one play as well. It's pretty catchy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So what a cool inspiration story. Yeah. And then what about Elevated Boy, the second one you played? Is there a story behind that?
Yeah. These are all my stories. So if you guys are hearing this live, I'll probably tell the same ones. But Elevated Boy is our daughter. When she was about one, she had a cold, and I was we were giving her a bottle to go to sleep, and I was lifting her up on the pillow, and I said, we're just going to keep your head elevated. Just going to keep your head elevated. And not thinking she was paying any attention. And then months later, actually Hans was over, the family was over for dinner, and she went over into her little area where she has all her pillows, and she put one of her dolls up on the pillow. And it's the one doll she calls her boy. And she pointed and looked at us, and she said, Elevated Boy. And I said, okay, that's the greatest thing anybody's ever seen. Because you never know what sticks.
Yeah.
And I would never, in all my wildest dreams, I would never think of something so perfect as just Elevated Boy. Like, there's something so right about that. And then so I thought, all right, well, what's the story of her doll?
Yeah.
You know, like, what can we learn from it? And what's going on in his, you know, just going.
That's great.
That.
Very metaphysical.
Yeah.
I love it.
We went deep that night.
Yeah, you really did. That's awesome. And so pretty much every track on your record must have some personal inspiration, it seems.
Yeah. I think it's all basically, none of it would have happened if we hadn't had our daughter. I think that's, you know, because I never wrote my own songs. I never sang I was always an accompanist, a drummer, a producer of other people's stuff, but something just happened. And so all of the songs have to do with her or stuff she said or being down. I mean, I have my little Laguna song. You guys, you'll hear that.
Gaviota Drive. Yeah.
But yeah, it's all, I probably would have just been like watching Netflix movies if it wasn't for her, because it just changed everything.
Well, good for you, man. Yeah. It's a different direction step in your career, obviously, this record.
Definitely,
so,
yeah.
When does it come out?
You know, I don't know. I printed up a few hundred. I sell them at shows.
Okay. Very grassroots.
Very grassroots.
No marketing manager.
Yeah, no, not
no
yet.
PR company.
No, I mean, yeah. That's the thing, is I think everything was so organic with doing it. You know, there was no, I never even thought of where it could go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still kind of just, when things come up like this show, or I'm going to go to Tucson and open for somebody, I'm just going to kind of just roll.
It's my hometown.
Something. Oh, all right. Well, I'll be there next week.
All right. I'll see you there.
Okay. Tyler, get in the van. I'm going solo.
Dude, I want to tour with you. It'd be so fun. I want to tour with you and your daughter. Yeah.
If you can somehow get it so she can tour with us, then we're really getting somewhere.
Well, we're really excited to catch you at this phase of your career. You know, it seems like it's all uphill from here.
Oh, well, thank
you. Or downhill.
So
which one do I mean? You know what I mean?
Just
the good one.
Just flat. Yeah. one of the hills.
Again, he did mention his dad, Rye, will hopefully pop on a song or two this Saturday night. You guys are bringing the whole family down.
Everybody.
Yeah. Again, it's KXmas with Eric Bird and the Animals Saturday. Doors are at 5. VIP runs 5 to 7. Joaquin will play around 7:30 or so. And then Eric Burden after that. So kx935.com/kxmas to get tickets. And you can buy at the show, which is really the only place you can buy it. Old school, cool.
That's
way.
It. Yep.
Fuchsia Machu Picchu, the new record. And we're going to end with one recorded track from that album. So why don't you introduce Everyone Sleeps in the Light for us?
Okay. This one is such a... I love the way it came out on the record. It's hard to do just me because it's such a like... Well, you'll hear it. There's not much I can say about it because to truly introduce it has to do with dreams, and nobody wants to hear about each other's dreams. So you just got to roll with it. Everyone sleeps in the light.
All right. Joaquin Cooter, thank you so much, man.
All right,
we'll see you Saturday.